This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A small plane crash south of Denver knocked out power lines for nearly 11,000 people last night. Two people and a dog died in the crash, which also sparked a small grass fire. Xcel Energy tells Denver 7 that parts of Lone Tree, Castle Rock, Littleton, and Englewood were without power for several hours. A Colorado wildlife manager is back on the job in Grand Junction. That's after an investigation into whether he tried to undermine the state's wolf reintroduction. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In January, a Colorado Parks and Wildlife official filed a complaint against J.T. Romanski, the top wildlife official for Northwest Colorado. It accused him of using his position to sabotage gray wolf reintroduction, which Colorado voters approved last year. That included using state money to attack pro-wildlife commissioners and guiding outside groups opposed to reintroduction. The state confirms some of the allegations, but specifics of personnel matters are sealed. An agency spokesperson would only say the matter was thoroughly and thoughtfully investigated. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Redline Contemporary Arts Center in Denver has a new public art project. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Denver is one of three national sites that will host a new public art installation presented by the Familias Separadas Project. It was started by artist Michelle Angela Ortiz to raise awareness about undocumented families. Ortiz's 20-foot-high portraits spotlight the experiences of three local undocumented residents and can be seen outside the walls of the Red Line Contemporary Art Center. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
This is CPR News.